When it comes to booking in time with your prospects, we want to reduce no-shows and cancellations. We want to make sure that the right prospect is speaking to the right AE at the right territory and right time zone. Also, we want to reduce those no-shows and cancellations. That's exactly what Chili Piper's booking platform can help you do. Chili Piper are the official sponsors of the SDR Disco Call show, and if you want to check out more, head over to chilipiper.com/happy. Welcome to the SDR Disco Call vidcast and podcast, a show designed for brand new sales reps working in the world of tech sales. I'm your host, Neil Buyan, and I'm going to be taking you on a journey on the SDR Disco Call vidcast and podcast. Did you know that you can watch this show live with the guests on YouTube? This show is available on YouTube at happyselling.io. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the SDR Disco Call show. So today's guest is somebody that I met in a former life earlier this year whilst working with a client when we was kind of going through like a job interview run. And you know what? We kind of stayed connected thereafter. We spoke on LinkedIn. We had a few calls post that time. And then we thought, you know what? Why don't we get this person onto our show? And before we introduce this next guest, just a gentle reminder that if you're listening to us through your local podcast platform, such as Apple, Spotify, and etc., please make sure that you give us a rating and a like. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, please make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. And remember, you can always ask future guest questions by leaving some suggestions in the comments. But the gentleman that we have on the SDR Disco Call show today is Ashish. Ashish, how are you doing today, sir?
Hi, Neil. Great to be on this show. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be on this fantastic podcast. I have been following your podcast and obviously we know each other. So I think I'm pretty excited to get started today.
Thank you so much for being super pumped and coming on to the show today. We're super grateful for having you on board, Ashish. But Ashish, could you let the listeners and watchers know, like, who are you? Where are you based in the world? Who do you currently work for and what do they do?
Sure, would love to. So, hi, everybody listening to this podcast of Neil. I would like to introduce myself. So, my name is Ashish Tiwari. And right now, I'm talking to all of you sitting out of Mumbai, India, and have been into business development from almost a decade now. So I am right now working with a company called Cocoon IT Services, which is a Microsoft partnered company. And my job here is to drive the entire sales engagement at Cocoon IT. So we are a very young and dynamic company, and I'm the one managing the entire show here. With all my background, experience, knowledge. So that's it.
Thank you very much, Ashley. So listeners and watchers, we've got a sales veteran in our midst today. And this is somebody that really did stood out to me, like when I was working with another client and was kind of going for like biz dev roles and leadership roles. And, you know, Ashley's experience, like he's worked across different sectors. He's had a lot of learnings and we're going to be, you know, diving into those things today. But before we jump into the sales journey, Ashish, what kind of things do you like to get up to or what kind of like interests you have outside of sales?
Well, I think when I'm not working, then I am either enjoying a lot of my time with my dog. So that's something that I really, really love to do. And then for me, my friends and family are of, very important in my life. So I try to spend most of my time with them. Definitely, I am also not a very hardcore practitioner of sales and business development. So when I'm not working, I'm not selling, and I love to travel, of course, and love to read, but keep myself engaged with what is happening out there in terms of technology, in terms of sales and business development activities that are happening around the globe. So like to be on LinkedIn, which is also one of my favorite platforms. And love to get connected with like-minded folks. discuss with them on opportunities, on requirements, if there is any. So, yeah, I mean, so when I don't work, I just spend time with myself and my family and my dog. So
I love it. Thank you very much. So again, all pets are welcome on this show. And you never know, in the future, guests and listeners, we may have some pets on some Dynamic Duo episodes. But equally, I love the fact that you said, we don't have to be hardcore when it comes to us, because we are human and we have lives outside of it. So spending time with your family, and again, being on LinkedIn, that's kind of where I found yourself. And I see that you're posting out there quite a lot. And a reminder for all our listeners and watchers, if you ever want to connect with our guests on LinkedIn, you'll always find their URL in the show notes and in the comments section of this video. So feel free to reach out and connect with Ashish. But coming onto your LinkedIn, and I've got my phone up in front of me this time around, you've had an impressive career, my dude. So you've been a customer support officer for Emphasis. You've worked in sales and service engineer at Vortex. You've been a BD at Stiller Information. You've also been a BD at Newfin Info Solutions. You've been a senior biz dev rep at Neosoft, an assistant manager in biz dev at Direction Software. The accolades go on. And you've also been, for the last 2 years, working at Cocoon IT as manager of global business development and senior manager of global biz dev. So Ashish, in your own words, can you kind of walk us like from the beginning of like, you know, how you started out to kind of where you've been in these last few years?
Thank you, Neil, for taking me through my journey again. So definitely, I mean, so I am an electronics engineer by qualification, and after I finished my engineering, I got an opportunity to work with an ETM manufacturing company called Vortex. So definitely, that was my first corporate job, and I loved it. Had a great time working there. However, that particular job was not into sales. It was more of customer service. So I was on the other side of the table. And yep. working there for 1 year, I realized that this is not my calling. My calling is more customer facing, more sales that I want to do. So I wanted to get towards the transaction side of it. And that is how I convinced my boss that, if he can put me into a sales team or a business development team. But I think maybe it was too early for me to get into sales. This is what my boss felt. And I had taken my decision that I really want to get into sales as soon as possible. So I had to put down my papers, and I took some time. I took some break and really brainstormed, sitting with my friends and family to understand, what do you suggest, and people who are already doing good in their careers. So I had some mentors. I discussed with them that this is what I feel, this is what I aspire to do. So what do you suggest? So definitely I got mixed reviews. I still feel the role of a business development or sales is quite underrated, And I feel it's only the problem or the pain that the outside world sees. But I would also like to, and I completely vouch for it, I say that sales and business development is much more than the regular pain and problems that an outsider sees, somebody who's a non-sales guy. And this happens within the company and outside the company as well. So yeah. I think initially my family thought that getting into sales is something that I should not do, because I was a technical engineer and I should take up some technology related role. But I knew my calling, and I thought of coming out of that closet of doing something different. So I took that as a challenge, and luckily got introduced to one of my back then manager and mentor from Stella. And the beauty of of me getting into sales, and also this was something that I learned. So he himself, my boss back then in Stella, he himself had worked. He was an electronics engineer too, and he worked for almost 10-12 years as a coder, as a programmer. And then after 12 years, he realized that he should get into sales. So I think he was somebody who motivated me, saying that, okay, good, you realized within 1 year that you want to get into sales. So I think it's a good sign, and I would love to support you. And I think he gave me a break, saying that, I would like to give you a 3 months time to show what you can do for me. And I mean, I'm not saying this to impress you, but definitely I was there to turn tables, and I got them some really, really good meetings with some powerful CTOs and CIOs that we were hunting back then, which even the experienced colleagues of mine couldn't do. So and that was on my own style. You know, I was not copying anybody. I was not following anybody. It was just what I felt I did, and I think that worked for me. So after proving him for within that 3 months, I really got appreciated and motivated more to get into a full-fledged sales role. And that's where I got my uniform and I was labeled as a sales development representative. That's where the actual journey started.
I love that. So if we can take a pause, because that is quite a cool journey to go through. So if we take a step back where, you know, you went into this customer service role and you yourself realized that this wasn't your calling per se, right?
Correct.
And you wanted to go into a more customer facing role. And, you know, you went through that journey of speaking to friends, family, people that have been, you know, doing things successfully, and then asking them, like, what's your thoughts on it? And to your point, you had like mixed reviews. And probably a lot of things going through your head, because, you know, sometimes we get unsure in life with the decisions or choices that we make. And sometimes we look towards people that we care to help us with this guidance, right? But then you come across this person, you know, who is one of your mentors that had been on a similar journey of like engineering and then going into sales, and then saying, hey, Ashish, we're going to give you a chance of 3 months. And, you know, you came into your own, you built out these things from scratch, and you became successful in booking these great meetings. My curiosity would lie within, you know, what was going through your mind? Because, you know, our heart and our heads are two different places, one saying one thing, another saying another thing, and then we've got this outside external environment of our friends and family, you know, infiltrating and influencing these sort of choices. As a young Ashish, before becoming that success and saying, hey, I've now got the uniform as somebody in sales, what was your head and heart saying to you at the time, Ashish?
I would say, Neil, I mean, so my father is also a small businessman. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to take you back in where it all started. So definitely I have it in my blood. And I think that came maybe from my family. So my father is a very, small businessman. He's got his petrochemical product business. So what happened is when I was still in my high school and my college, I used to, on his behalf, when he was busy in something else, he used to send me to collect payments or maybe to speak to a customer or maybe deliver a product, you know. So when I used to do that, I used to enjoy doing that, you know, collecting payments, doing deliveries. And this was all petrochemical products that I'm talking about, which has got nothing to do with my career, with my education. So that was the first reality check that I got, that there is something that, satisfaction that I get when you sell something. It could be a product or a service, right? My father was selling a product. I think with that moment when I saw, funds coming in, and I speaking to, you know, so many people every day. I used to do this during my summer holidays also. And my friends used to tell me, you know, why do you enjoy doing it? I mean, why do you want to do this? This is not your job, right? Your father is already doing it and he has his own team. Why do you want to do it? So maybe I wanted to earn a quick money, because if I used to do this, definitely my pocket money was increased because I was giving my time to my father. So I think that was one push that I got, because I was paid instantly, and I was too young to understand how the transactions work, between a service provider and a customer. But I think the knack of making money and the knack of convincing somebody, you know, creating a situation where if the customer is trying to delay your payments. So I used to create my own scenarios, my own situations where I used to convince the customer to not pay a week later, pay today. So I used to do that by myself. And my father appreciated, saying that, okay, this is what I see you are doing it, you know, and nobody's pushing me. I mean, I did not have a deadline that I have to bring my money back. I need to do collections and stuff, but I used to do it by myself. So I think the major credit lies there. Second, when I was doing my engineering, I topped my class in two of these important subjects, which are, I think, related to business development and sales. One was entrepreneurship and business planning, and second was industrial management. So when I studied these two subjects, when I got to know about the stalwarts of marketing and sales, you know, how people have really, really did wonders in this particular segment in sales and marketing. So that was my second reality check that I got, that I should, you know, think about it as a career. And mm-hmm. I had my professor who had just come back from US, and he guided me, saying that, Ashish, I feel that you are not made for a technical role. And mm-hmm. even though I had not really good grades also, so I was rather good on the talking side, more on the convincing side, getting my work done. So I think he also sort of convinced me and pushed me, introduced me to the world of sales and business development, because I think since he had come from US, he had seen the bigger picture, right? Which maybe I, as a young Ashish in my college, would not have been, you know, got exposed to that kind of situation. So that worked. And when my mentor gave me a chance, I think when I was entering, I definitely had a timeline in my mind, right? And this was only 3 months.
Yeah.
So I gave all my blood and sweat, and I decided that I have to not only meet his expectation, I have to supersede his expectation. And I did that. And when I did that, I was blunt enough to leave that company, even though I had such a good mentor, because I was promised that I would be paid more. So two things, Neil, have always been important for me. And yeah. I'm not ashamed of saying this. So number one is, so if people tell me, what are two things that drive you as a business development or as a sales?
Yeah.
Number one, I say, is compensation. That keeps me motivated. And second is appreciation. You know, even though I get appreciated less, it doesn't really affect me. But if I get less paid, it will affect me.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to always stay ahead or stay on top of my game. That is because if I get really good paid, and I think that is also one reason for me to getting into sales. Like I told you, I always had that knack of you know, making money since I was in school.
Yeah.
So I was able to not only achieve my targets, but also, you know, make incentives on that, which was an additional salary. So I was able to take care of my you know, needs and liabilities. I was able to buy whatever I wanted. And my friends who were also working, you know, in the similar domain, not exactly sales, but they were working in similar corporate companies, they did not have that flexibility of spending so much, you know, because and plus I was very flexible with my job. You know, I used to go on field, meet customers and I have a lot of new stories that I can, you know, I mean, I got to know a lot of new stories about these customers, how they were cheated, how they were, you know, I mean, there was mis-selling that was done, how they have burnt hands with their existing service provider. So that is where I changed my focus from not only focusing on making money from a deal, but my focus changed from how I can create value, you know, in my engagement with a customer, how I can be more of a problem solver, how I can be more of a consulting experience that I can add in my conversation when I'm doing my you know, account management. It should not be that I'm only selling my products or services here. I am here to sell I'm here to solve a problem, a business problem, through my offerings. So if you see somebody who started you know, as a SDR back then, selling data recovery services, has today moved to has today moved to become a digital transformation specialist, you know, where I sell enterprise level solutions. So anything that falls under Microsoft Business Application Suite, right, from your ERP, CRM, business intelligence tool, cloud related services, this is what I sell. So today my game has leveled up. I have you know, moved to a different level. So I don't sell those products that I used to sell back then, you know, as a rookie, as a newbie in the industry.
Yeah.
And then I got also opportunity to train, mentor, run my own team, And I really feel very grateful because I have people who I have mentored or, with whatever limited experience I had. But I felt that if even that limited experience can change somebody's perception towards sales or towards working into a customer service role or working towards a customer facing roles, then I think I'll be blessed to help somebody in that way. So this is how the journey changed.
I love that. And so, bringing it back in, like you said, like it's in your blood, like having those experiences with your father at a young age of, chasing those payments and then, getting it in, getting that recognition from son, you're doing, a great job. Again, coming down to motivation. So I think for myself and in a similar vein, for insight and transparency for our listeners and watchers out there. So I come from an Asian background where my parents are from Bangladesh and they're very traditional. And when their Asian son had said to them, yeah, I want to go into sales, my dad just looked at me with such disdain initially. He's just like, no, you don't really want to do that. You want to have a good white collar job where, you're in an office, you're doing this. I said, yeah, but sales. And my father always used to say to me, Neil, you talk too much. Hence why I have a podcast, because, that's one thing I can definitely do. But in the early days, when I went from a standard, I used to work within civil service and in local government. And when I moved from that going into sales, pay changed. And I was introduced to the idea of, sales incentives and bonuses and targets. And, in the early days, not booking many meetings or booking multiple meetings and seeing an addition to my paycheck, that was wow, really want to, that makes me happy, right? And came to the ideas of putting pictures of things that I wanted in front of my sales desk, of a new Honda motorcycle that I really wanted to ride. I want to go off and, all these visualizations. And as time went on, similar to yourself, where you go into building teams and you're talking to these young people and these rookies and these newbies and you're giving them advice and et cetera, and always trying to figure out, okay, what motivates them? What makes them take that next leap? Or, what pushes them to be the best version of themselves? And I can remember it in early days, and you're going to earn this much commission. And for some of them, they would be that is a life-changing amount. Because compared to their friends and family, nobody had earned that sort of level of money or, had that freedom, that financial freedom. And then over time, for me, money was money. But then similarly, I went down a different route where I was just I'm able to do things that other people haven't done. What you were saying earlier, you'd book meetings that your peers had not been able to do. That started driving me a bit further of right, I'm going to go into a company which, hasn't done biz dev before and setting it all up, or they've never hired reps in this region and trying that out. And I know I've said this in previous shows where nowadays money doesn't motivate me, but money allows me to do things that perhaps I would have never have done before. And, you get different reps that are motivated by different things. And I think some SDRs may be listening into this, Ashish, or some SDR managers, doing this role and trying to coach their team. And somebody who's been through that journey of, you know what you're motivated by, but you've managed and built teams. What's the best way to find what motivates somebody when they themselves don't know yet? Because maybe they're young, they're fresh. How do you help them find that thing that motivates them? And then how do you hone in on it to bring out the best version of them?
Right, I think it's a great question, Neil, because I see a lot of fresh college grad students. They sort of get into this role maybe because they don't have anything else to do, or maybe they felt that this is the best option that they should pick up. I feel just because you see somebody doing good in sales, you shouldn't get into sales. I think there also needs to be some introspection that you need to do. To understand, what are your thoughts, what drives you, and why do you want to get into sales? And also, at the same time, are you somebody who's an extrovert, or are you somebody who can go an extra mile? Are you somebody who can take that kind of pressure? Are you somebody who can make 100 calls a day, right? So I think these are some parameters that initially helps me to identify who's the rep that I should spend most of my time with, And during this journey, so when I recruit somebody, and I've done this in the past, I do it still. So when I recruit somebody, I don't try to be rude, but I try to be honest and brutal in my first interview, discussion. It's more of a chat that I do. It's more of a discussion that I do, just like we're doing now. Only a little formal, of course. So what happens is when I hire somebody, my first expectation, and I think most of the SDR managers watching this show will definitely agree to this. I think every SDR who's getting started, if they do not think of this not only as just to get a paycheck or to fulfill your liabilities or maybe just to grab a job, it's not that. This is not what you're getting into. Then you're maybe in a wrong place. I suggest number one, they should be proactive in whatever they are doing, because if I don't see younger reps coming into sales or biz dev, I don't see them, being proactive, not adding something new to the table, then I think they are not in the right frame of mind. I don't see them working the way that I expect them to work. I understand they are new, they are not aware about what is available, or maybe they are not educated in that manner. But I also feel the hunger to learn, or the enthusiasm to learn or to show that, yes, I'm different. This is what I bring on table. And with this, I can help the company, I can help the team, I can help my boss, my manager. That is where the manager will give you his hand, right? So I think the handshake needs to be happen from both the sides. It should happen from both the sides. And if my rep is giving me his one hand, definitely I would love to give my hand. And that is how we can shake hands, embrace each other's quality, and try to multiply or amplify the business that we are doing. And I think that is how a leader or a manager is differentiated. So I have always tried and been not more as a manager. I see myself as a leader, and I try to imbibe those leadership qualities from the mentors and from people that I have learned. And I'm really grateful that I met such wonderful people out there. Most of them are on my LinkedIn, and I'm happy to my professors, my mentors, my coach, my coaches that I've met. So we are still in touch, and any progress or any good thing that I do in my life, I share with them. I take feedback from them. So I remember when I did my last podcast last year with Marcus Scheller, See the Solution. That podcast I sent to most of my friends. And imagine I got a call from my friend who was who came back from US. So we did not speak for 3 years. And when I sent him this audio clip, he heard the whole clip and he gave me a call saying that, Ashish, I'm so proud of you that I knew somebody back in school that you were X person, and today I see you are X plus one, So I see that growth. I see the way you are shaping your career. I see the way you are trying to, patronize the sales and business development domain. Because I really feel bad for companies which are only delivery driven or service driven. They are not sales driven. So I always request people who are watching this and people who this message will pass, I want to tell them that please appreciate your sales team. Please motivate them, guide them. As a stakeholder, as a business owner, it is your responsibility to take care of your salespeople. And because they are more like a family. They are somebody who's going to bring revenue to the company. And if you just see them as liabilities, not as assets, then I think you are not the boss. You're not the right kind of leader that they are looking at. Maybe they should change their leaders then.
I love that. A lot of passion, for the art of sales and bringing it to the forefront of minds of businesses, and I think that's a beautiful journey. And to get like you said, you appreciate recognition and, the admiration given by your peers and your friends that you haven't connected with a while, and listening to your voice and like seeing how much you've changed from those days at school. I think it is beautiful. And it's, again, to one of your early points, that self-reflection. Sometimes we look at things that are new or a job and we see it as this massive project, or we see this onerous task of something we're about to embark on, and it scares the bejesus out of all of us, right? But it's very important, and I say this to students as well, to always reflect back as to how far you have come, how much you've accomplished. And for yourself, Ashish, that person that thought, this isn't my calling, to moving forward with sales and having quite an impressive career. And again, ladies and gents, check out Usher's LinkedIn profile with his experiences and meeting all these great mentees and mentors and like helping build out teams. It's phenomenal, right? And sometimes we forget these things that we've done. Now, the other side of the coin is like, obviously not to have a chip on your shoulder to say, I've done X, Y, and Z, so I should be able to do this. Like, it's, you know, it's humbling to think like you've had this great opportunity to see these companies, go to these places, do this, and like get them around to the side of sales. And transparently, something which is a bit of a blind spot to my side. So as an SDR coach working predominantly in Europe, and I've worked alongside the US, in the size of Asia, that's a place that I haven't really ever done business for. I've had interactions and meetings with people that do sales in India. But for somebody that's, you know, done like a global role, what kind of nuances have or differences have you seen of how people do business within Asia versus, say, the Europe, the US? Can you think of any sort of differences or nuances that you've seen, Ashish?
Yes. So, I mean, nothing against, you know, my local clients, my domestic clients. But so, Neil, I mean, if you look at my journey, if you look at my background, I have mostly been part of the international sales team, and I have done businesses, and I have had clients with, you know, mostly from the Western countries, from the first world countries, if you see. So I have had clients from USA, from Canada, from Europe, from UK, from Australia, and also, you know, right now I'm managing India plus the global, you know, accounts also. So if you see the big difference that I see, you know, as a sales, you know, guy, I would say it's more on the, you know, so people in Asia, I feel, are more, you know, price sensitive, number one. And number two, I think the decision-making ability is very different than people, you know, from the other countries that I mentioned. So for them to actually take a call and invest in a technology, because I do technology sales. So for somebody like that, even though I meet a lot of CIOs, CTOs, CFOs, I meet these executives of these big enterprise companies, but I still feel they are hesitant to invest and venture into, you know, make an investment of, you know, the quotation that I send or the proposal that I send. Sometimes the numbers look big, you know. But what they do is they ignore the value that is going to come with that account, the value that is going to come with that proposal, with that project that you're going to work together on. And I feel it is much more valued, and the decision is taken pretty quick. I've had customers from a UK where we did meeting in the morning UK time, and evening UK time, I had the customer made the advance to me. Can you believe that? In one day.
Nice.
And one day. Exactly. I mean, imagine. So that's the kind of, you know, I mean, that is how the activity happened, right? It was pretty quick. We did, what, 2 or 3 meetings in one day, and I was able to close that deal by end of that day. I started in morning 9. I was able to, you know, take an advance payment by 5 p.m. Then I've had a customer in US who's still a friend to me, Hugh Callen, pretty senior guy. It's more like a friend now that we are connected. We are on WhatsApp. We don't do business now. It's been, what, 8-9 years, but we are still connected. So he was my first customer from Michigan, US. And this guy went extra mile and paid me an extra amount just to cover up my targets for that particular quarter. And nice. I was on cloud 9. I was like, dude,
I can imagine.
I need to have the like customers like these. I mean, these are not customers. These are gods now. So I had these, you know, God figures, Godfathers in my life who have helped me in situations where I was expecting the least. And I think it really worked out for me. But I think still, I mean, the Asia culture or the customers in Asia, specifically in India, because I'm working with a couple of Indian customers. I think the scenario is changing now. It's more of a global that things have become. So it's local plus global. It's more of global. Yeah. Localization that has happened. So I think no matter where you're sitting, which country or which corner of the world you are in right now, you can speak to anybody, you can sell to anybody, you can solve anybody's business problem by your offerings. So I am right now working with customers in Europe, in Australia and Middle East, my current customers. And because I'll be traveling to Europe in the next 3 weeks, I'm looking forward to meet my customers. So nice. Even though this is more of a leisure trip, but I want to also, have a quick chat with my customers, maybe over a coffee or a lunch. So I want to give that time, of my trip to them so that I can also meet in person with them. Because of COVID, obviously, a lot of things changed for all of us in some or the other way. So I think now it's time that we are really coming out of that pandemic era. And, I think meeting in person definitely gives you a different vibe altogether. And I think you can personalize more, which makes you stay connected, and you can do, much more than what you're going to do virtually on call. So I think that differentiates both the audiences, of course, but have been lucky to work with customers all across the globe, and looking forward to multiply these customers. So I think anybody who's watching this and looking for any kind of, I know this is not the right platform, but then I think that is how like I said, it naturally comes in me, that even though I don't want to pitch myself, but then definitely anybody is looking for a solution into enterprise solution like ERP or CRM, you are evaluating, then please look at Microsoft Dynamics, and I can be your friend, I can be your colleague, and we can definitely sit and discuss this together. And let me tell you this, we are damn serious about our business. So we take care of projects like a mother takes care of a child, that kind of serious we are. So not only to feed the baby, but also to nurture it and make sure, the child is grown to a full man now. So we take care of the entire journey that way. So I think, with the help of experience, I think it comes naturally.
I love that. And the snippet of the first time I ever heard, the glocal, I really, really love that glocal. It's a global and a local thing. I freaking love that, dude. And again, for our listeners and watchers, I think it's always good because this is a global show. So we're in over 40 countries now and we're reaching Asia, which is making me very happy because I never thought this show would make it that far. If you know any nuances or any tips, or if you're agreeing with Ashish, or if there's anything you can add on to or help Ashish elaborate on the facts of doing business with Asia, that'd be really super as well, because I kind of have a plan on my vision board where I want to do five different regions of the show. I want to do the US, I want to do Germany, I want to do Asia, and I want to pick specific countries and get those guests on there as well. But as we're coming towards the end of the show, Ashish, I'd want to know, imagine for a moment there's this young Ashish who's just about to embark on this journey. He's had his education, he's maybe going into engineering and he doesn't know what to do. And that guy who's about to go speak to his friends and family, what three bits of advice would you give to that young Ashish?
So I think be bold and pick your own decisions no matter what the world tells you. So I have had a lot of people pulling me back and not letting me take my own decision. But I think I was bold enough. I was courageous enough to take my own decision, and I do not regret in whatever decisions I took in my life, whether personal or professional. So I am happy with what I have today, in terms of a very good career, a very good family who supports me, my friends, and a lot of people from the sales community also. So I think more than 1,000 people I'm connected on LinkedIn only from sales and business development or marketing also. So I think that's how I'm trying to grow my network, because network is net worth, especially in sales and business development roles. So number one is be bold and be courageous, take your decision. Number two, no matter what happened in your life, let not that stop you. Every day is a new day. So, start fresh, give your best, always try to bring something different on table. Be that person. When you enter into a room, everybody should look at you and say that this is the guy that we wanted to come in. So always be that guy and try to shine always like a star, no matter where you are, available, in which country, which part of the city or which village, just shine like a bright star.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And again, stars and analogies with this show, as everybody knows, I'm a big fan of space, and that's kind of why the Happy Selling logo is an astronaut. Yes. And do you know what? Funny enough, I had two Indian businessmen and I was at a London podcast show the other day, and they came over to me and they said, Neil, with Happy Selling in this podcast, why the hell do you have an astronaut? And I said, a lot of companies or startups focus on the rocket, which is the machine to get them to where they want to. I focus on the astronaut, the people that drive these rockets. And I always say sky's not the limit if there are stars to explore. So definitely shine bright like that star that you are, Ashish. Thank you for bringing that in. And before we end, Ashish, are there any shout outs or kudos that you'd like to give on today's show?
I think first I would like to thank Neil to you as well. I mean, so I've known you from a long time now, been more than a year, I guess. And every time I chat and I discuss with you, it has always been a fantastic conversation that I do. So always looking forward, with my Asian brother. And, wherever you think I can add, no matter 1%, 2%, whatever, in your journey, in whatever you're doing. Because let me tell you, whatever you're doing is really amazing. It's incredible to see you moving like this. I see your episodes. Thank you, brother. I see you have been super active on LinkedIn as well. And the journey that you have already told me, and we know each other's journey now. So I think that this is how people support, right, each other and motivate each other, which is very important. So once again, thank you so much, for giving me this opportunity to come on this show and share my views and insights that I can uncover for my audience, especially people who are getting into sales or people who are already in sales, that choose your audiences. I mean, take a decision which is a wiser decision. Don't just go on the facts and numbers, always, like you mentioned, right, your heart and your mind always might not be in sync always, think it from that way and then take a call. So so happy to be here, and wishing all my viewers and everybody who's watching this show, wishing you all the best. Go and smash it like a Ronaldo and keep crushing, guys. Keep crushing. I mean, sales is just not numbers, guys. Sales is very different. It's a very big ocean that we are all part of, and we are all just trying to go with the flow. I mean, I would say just go with the flow, see where the wind takes you. So
I love it. So from the River Thames to the River Ganges, 100% salute to you, sir. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey. And for our watchers and listeners, don't forget, you can connect with Ashish on LinkedIn, and his URL will be in the show notes and our YouTube description. And also a gentle reminder, if you've enjoyed this show, please make sure that you give us a rating in your local podcast platform. Please like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And again, if you've got any questions or comments for the guests, drop them in below and we'll make sure we get them out on the next one as well. And again, I also want to say a big thank you to our listeners and watchers and us of joining this journey with Ashish on the SDR Disco Call Show. I'm your host, Neil Buyan. Thank you so much. And Ashish, I wish you all the best, and most importantly, happy selling, my man.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Neil, for having me. Once again, thank you so much. And if you are in and around Europe, would love to meet you.
Hell to the yeah. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. If you work in tech sales and have a career or story that you'd love to share, then please email us at podcast@happyselling.io and we'll be in contact to book in a show.